Penguin Random House Audio presents Rescuing the Planet, Protecting Half the Land to Heal the Earth by Tony Hiss. Introduction by E.O. Wilson. Read for you by Adam Barr, with an introduction read by Paul Bamer. For Anne Close, editor and friend. When the blackbird flew out of sight, it marked the edge of one of many circles. Wallace Stevens.
Introduction by E.O. Wilson. In a dazzling blend of science, travelogue, and history, written in erudite yet pleasurably conversational prose, Tony Hiss has given us as clear a picture of humanity's impact on Earth's natural environment as any ever written. Just after I first read the manuscript of this book, I read a special issue of Time magazine devoted to climate change, whose cover story imagined a world in 2050 that had pulled together at last to deal with the environmental devastation we continue to wreak. And after reading and reflecting on both, I thought, maybe we can save the world after all. Tony Hiss's excellent book helps us understand how it can happen. I'll take this rare opportunity to summarize the elements of conservation science that will be necessary to achieve the present book's ambitious goal. Climate change is only the first of at least three crises wrought by humanity destined to inflict major damage on the planet. Also well advanced are the growing worldwide shortage of fresh water and the mass pauperization and extinction of species that lead to the collapse of ecosystems. A second trio exists that characterizes the biology of the three crises. The ecosystems, such as ponds, bays, forest patches, and, on a small scale, tree holes, root systems, and shelf fungi. Next are the species that compose each ecosystem in turn. And finally, there are the genes that prescribe the traits of the species that compose the ecosystems. Species are the key to the future science of conservation practice, as Hiss's report makes abundantly clear. The protection of nature is fundamentally the protection of the species composing the ecosystems. Ecosystems, in turn, are built from relationships that may have required millions of years of evolution to mature. Ecosystems science is still in an early stage of development, so is its material foundation. Just under 2 million species of plants and animals have been identified and given a Latinized formal name, such as Homo sapiens. Yet, the total number has been estimated by statistical inference to be, roughly, 10 million. As you listen to this audiobook, you will learn more. But it is true that in order to create a sound, permanent global world of nature, we need to initiate a Linnaean Renaissance, opening anew the critical scientific initiative begun in 1735 by Carolus Linnaeus to find and name every species on Earth. As an initiative of this magnitude unfolds, other frontiers will be opened. One, as Hiss mentions in this wide-ranging book, will be a far more detailed and sophisticated analysis of soils in different ecosystems around the world, combining chemistry, biodiversity, and every other relevant property of the living and non-living environment. A key dimension of such a vigorous comparative soil science will be a full Linnaean account of all microspecies, including protists, bacteria, and viruses. Tony Hiss's beautiful book shows us ways the planet can thrive. Let the species live.
Getting to Half. On a cold, buckety boat ride early one morning near the top of North America, through a forest that looked endless and only kept on getting bigger, I got to thinking that maybe Henry David Thoreau was only half right when it came to his famous and still ringing cry that in wildness is the preservation of the world. Yes, wildness is the answer, but people are missing. Given the state of the planet, if Thoreau were around today, I imagine he'd go the next step and say that in the people of the wild is the preservation of the world. Because it is going to take a lot of people to preserve what's still wild, to restore what was once wilder, and to remedy a great calamity in the world. As a direct result of humanity's destructive actions on the landscape, 1 million species of plants and animals are likely to go extinct, many within the next few decades. A 2019 global assessment, 1,500 pages long, compiled over 3 years by 145 scientists from 50 countries, makes clear that this mining and undermining of the natural world imperils a millionth and first species as well. Us. We are eroding the very foundations of our economies, livelihoods, food security, health, and quality of life worldwide, the lead scientist said, leaving only a very limited time to turn things around. This deepening emergency, the biodiversity or biocide crisis, was, in pre-COVID-19 days, sometimes referred to as the other environmental crisis, to distinguish it from global warming, the damage done to the air, the water, and the climate. This book is about a way to stave off the mass extinction crisis by keeping life alive. The idea is to protect far more natural land than any country or continent has in history. According to the World Bank, North America is less than 15% protected. The goal is 50% over the next 30 years, 50 by 50. This may sound unimaginable, preposterous, impossible, in a word, outlandish, literally. It took 150 years after setting up Yellowstone, the world's first national park, to protect almost 15% of the continent, and the challenge now is to work at a pace at least 12 times faster. Though this plan of action is wildly ambitious, I realized on that boat in Canada's Northwest Territories and elsewhere on other travels in North America, that it is not only doable, but is already being done as individuals and groups take it up quietly, bit by bit, in larger and smaller pieces. These people are building on a century-long history of 50 by 50 thinking and are adopting many different approaches. Lots of heroes here, many of whom you will meet in these pages, and an upbeat spirit I've had the pleasure to encounter again and again. Here in North America, there's still room to spare, and 50 by 50 can move ahead without crowding or displacing or confining anybody, because human activities, cities, suburbs, farms, mines, and all the rest, so far account for less than 40% of the continent. At heart, it comes down to how to share the earth with other species and how much of the landscape not to change. According to a calculation by E.O. Wilson, America's foremost biologist, protecting 15% of the land guarantees the survival of only a quarter of the species with which we now share the earth. But push that figure up to 50% of land and sea, and up to 9/10 of species will survive. How many species are there? Estimates vary tremendously, from 8.7 million species big enough for us to see, and up to 2 billion. Or even 1 trillion when you include microspecies, the tiny things we can't see, bacteria and fungi, and far more still if viruses are also counted. Warning, 50 by 50 is by necessity a bittersweet project. It's a situation where happily ever after has to have an asterisk after it. Because of habitat devastation and global...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?